Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
No affliction would trouble a child of God, wrote G. Campbell Morgan, the British preacher, if he knew God's reason for sending it. But of course, that is the difficult part. Why does God allow some things to happen? Just take it by faith, some say. But to take by faith the rest of your life in a wheelchair is no easy matter, especially if you're a young man or a young woman with the rest of your life in front of you. In July 1967, a young woman who then was 17 years of age dived into the water not realizing how shallow it was. Johnny Erickson Tada has come to be known and loved by thousands of people around the world since that day when she sustained a broken neck. It was an accident that left her confined to a wheelchair as a quadriplegic for the rest of her life. At the time, Johnny was an energetic, outgoing, athletic teenager with a real zest for life. That she might spend her entire life fighting the physical handicap never occurred to her until that fateful day that changed her life. But instead of producing a bitter, angry person full of resentment and hatred towards God who had allowed the ordeal, Johnny has matured and grown into a beautiful woman who has dimensions that would never have been possible had she not faced confinement to a wheelchair. Says Johnny, "Today as I look back, I am convinced that the whole ordeal of my paralysis was inspired by God's love. I was not the brunt of some cruel divine joke. God has reasons behind my suffering, and learning some of them has made all the difference in the world." This woman discovered that being a Christian does not exempt you from the problem of suffering. Neither did it ensure that she would never even combat agonizing times of depression. She's faced discouragement, at times even known defeat. But it did give her a hope and a confidence that God is still God, and His ways are beyond questioning. The German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche once said, "A man can endure any how if he knows any why." Yet when it came to putting that philosophy to work for himself, Nietzsche was a gross failure. As an atheist, he left God totally out of his framework of understanding. And without God, there is no way you can fit suffering into the fabric of life. And without hope and trust in God's wise providence, Nietzsche so deteriorated mentally that he spent the last 10 years of his life in a mental institution. Why does God allow suffering? To punish you? Or to allow you to sense His power and presence? To purge the dross from our lives, leaving the pure silver, or to persecute us because of our mistakes and failures? Centuries ago, David wrote, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." There are times when God allows us to sense something of His purpose in letting His children suffer. And of course, that brings satisfaction to the heart. But there are other times when the problem of pain must be resolved alone through faith in the wise providence of God. Now, a closing thought. You can trust God to be God. You can hope in His promises, as David wrote. You can rest in the positive assurance that when we see Christ, we shall know and understand as He does, and the weary questions will find answers. Right now, you may be confronted with a situation such as I have described. Trust Him, for Jesus said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.